A Kind Man by Susan Hill. Read by Maggie Olrenshaw. Chapter 1. When he had left, she lay awake, the curtains still drawn together, and prayed that it would not be fine, as it always was on this day. But she could tell, even through the lined blue cotton, that the sun was shining. She closed her eyes for a second, against it. There were fields then. It was all fields, and the track led directly across them from their garden gate to where it sloped up to the peak. A dry track, sometimes brown, sometimes sandy, sometimes grey, according to the season and the weather, but never green and grassed over. She looked at the peak, touched by the sun. Then she washed and brushed her hair, coiled it up and pinned it, and at last went downstairs. The spray of plum blossom was on the kitchen table, thickly clotted white, and set carefully in the best china jug, as usual. She touched the petals, but they were too delicate for the roughened pad of her forefinger to feel them. The sunlight touched them as it touched the peak. Nothing would be said. The tin bowl of scraps and meal was on the ledge, waiting from the previous night when she had filled it, last thing before going up to bed. The chickens being her job and nothing to do with Tommy at all, except for the wringing of necks. She used to do that. She had done a lot of things. Once she had unlatched the door and stepped outside and felt the sun on her face, and that the sun had a little warmth in it. She did not mind it after all.